You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to Monday. Monday all day long, but dang, it's a beautiful Monday. And Boomer's on the board. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
Do I have you to blame for all the dandruff on my desk?
Man, okay.
That really sounded bad. Hang on a second. Let me back up.
That sounded awful.
No, he is a clean individual.
Yes.
We've got a situation with our air conditioner has something going on in the vents, and it's blowing stuff like this is ridiculous.
The past two times we've been in here.
Yes.
I mean, it's like there's our desks are covered in white.
Like some kind
stuff.
Of snow.
Snow. Yeah.
This is a dastardly trick by some liberal.
That's probably what it is. But I do like snow, just not like this
on
type
my
of
desk.
Snow. Not
no,
on my desk.
No, not at all. Not at all. Dadgummit. All right. Well, hey, listen, despite that, we got a great show laid on for you. No guest scheduled to call in today. I began looking at my content and just thinking so much to cover, so little time. And so we're gonna run with it. So number one, I'll tell you what. Let me just do this. I got a triple dipper. Hit it.
The triple dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right. The triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So right out the gate, yeah, this is serious business. I'm calling it Wars and Rumors of Wars. There's a lot of new developments just over the weekend, even in the situation in the Middle East, Israel, Hamas. What's Hezbollah doing? Where's Iran in the background of all of this? Is anybody attacking our U.S. troops? Do they have ill intent? Are we beefing up our presence? Oh, yes, we are. I'll tell you about all of it. We're calling it Wars and Rumors of Wars. And so we'll give you the entire geopolitical standoff as I see it today. Number two, I'm calling it Who's Running Where? So we got new congressional districts. We have new announcements, even as recently as this weekend. We've got things like Trump trying to be kept off the ballot. We've got just, it's on and on and on, and it makes you wonder who actually is running where. Well, we're going to talk about some of that. Some affects us here in Alabama, and some of it is just stuff that's out there on the big political scene. So we'll talk about it. You need to know it. Who's running where? And then number three, didn't get to it on Friday and even added more to it this morning. We got a whole section we're going to cook up, a whole batch of home fries. So all those stories, things that are happening in and around your neighborhood, our neck of the woods, right here in your backyard, got to pay attention because it's easy to forget that it's not all about D.C. It's not all about international and domestic foreign policy on a big scale. Sometimes what happens right here in Alabama means a lot more to us. So, yep, home fries, number three on the triple dipper. All right, let me move to my comments here. I'll remind you guys, and proud to say it, that Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics in and around the entire northeastern part of the state, has been the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue now for over a month, and we're proud to have them. Yeah, they are open 7 days a week, multiple locations. Find the one nearest to you. This is who I use personally, and I say that with all sincerity. That's who I use personally, even longer than they've been advertising on this show. Southern Immediate Care, sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. Okay, let me break this down a little bit. So recently, the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations and members of his staff, they all came to the floor of the UN General Assembly. And on their jackets, they wore a bright yellow Star of David, similar to the ones that Jews had been forced to wear by the Nazis in Germany in the 1930s and 40s. It was a bold statement. But there was a difference in the stars worn last week at the UN and those that had been worn during the time of the Nazi Holocaust. During the Nazi era, it was intended as a badge of shame. It was a marker supposedly designating someone as being loathsome and unclean, or so it was intended, right? But at the UN last week, it was different, for in the middle of the yellow Star of David worn by Israel's ambassador were the words, "Never again." A symbol to the world that Israel will never again allow itself to be subjected to that kind of tyranny, much less a Holocaust. But amazingly enough, there's still arguments being bandied about by pro-Palestinian supporters, many of whom simply know better, but they don't want to deal with truth. The arguments they put forward are that Israel is somehow to blame for the attacks on its own people, that Israel is a, quote, apartheid state, that Israel is an occupier of Palestine. The most egregious of all the arguments is that Israel is somehow conducting genocide. These arguments fall into one of three categories, y'all. They are either fallacious, salacious, or downright contumacious. So fallacious, meaning that they're based on a mistaken belief or a fallacy. Salacious, meaning that they are arguments bordering on the obscene or the indecent or appealing to the most carnal of interests. Contumacious, meaning that they are arguments that are projected for the sole purpose of being stubborn or just willfully argumentative, none of which are good. But you may be wondering, so what's the backstory? How is it that there are such differing narratives out there? I mean, how is it that Israel was so savagely attacked on October 7th and yet protesters in the streets, by the way, those protests that also vandalized the gates of our own White House this past weekend, the protests that have students on some of America's most vaunted university campuses claiming to be on the side of Hamas, how is it that this is their public view? When did anti-Semitism become vogue? Why would anyone join in the fallacious, salacious, or contumacious arguments that try to portray Hamas terrorists as the good guys? First of all, just know this. The vast majority of Americans overwhelmingly support Israel in this current conflict with Hamas, regardless of what you see on the news. A recent NPR PBS poll conducted after the events of October 7th found that roughly 65% of all Americans want their government to openly support Israel. 23% felt like we should just at least stay quiet. There was only 8%, single digits, that felt that the U.S. should criticize Israel. So if your sense of things, as you watch the news, is that these protesters represent a small but vocal minority, then you're right. Public sentiment does not in any way lean towards anti-Semitism or against Israel, not by a long shot. So if we support Israel, you and I, if we believe that the Jewish nation is on the right side of things, well, how do we put that into context? Under what framework do we build our own argument to help counter the false narratives that the other side is yelling in the streets? Well, I believe the underpinnings for my own views, I'll be glad to share them here, I believe the underpinnings for my own views in support of Israel can be made from three different perspectives. And the first one's pretty easy. The first perspective of why I support Israel is because of my faith. So as a Christian, I believe the Bible to be the unerring word of God. And if so, then I have to recognize that nowhere in the Bible does the designation of Israel being God's chosen people ever change. Jesus himself was born a Jew, and while my belief system may center on salvation through Jesus Christ, I also believe that the Bible does talk of an end of time warfare, in which the enemies of Israel will coalesce in an effort to wipe it off the map, and it says they will fail in epic fashion. Y'all, I don't want to be on the wrong side of that fight. And in short, the first baseline for me to support Israel is because my faith leads me to do so. But what about atheists? I mean, can an atheist support Israel's right to make war on Hamas? Absolutely. And the first grounds for doing so would be the next prong of my beliefs. It would be a military and a foreign policy perspective. So in 1948, the United States was the first nation to openly recognize the sovereignty of the newly reestablished nation of Israel. And since then, we have forged one of the most enduring and solid alliances with Israel, one in which we trade technology, we have arms agreements, we have pledged military support, we openly supported them on the world stage, and we have always done so. Allies do not turn their backs on allies. Meanwhile, Palestinian terrorism has been a factor in the world events for decades, with groups like the PLO, Hamas, the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, and Islamic Jihad just wreaking destruction on innocent noncombatants. Americans should easily be able to support Israel solely on the basis of a military and foreign policy consideration. But then there's the final baseline for my support, and that's one of what I would call a geopolitical premise. Keep in mind that the Arab nations, they're not welcoming the Palestinian refugees, not at all. Egypt's northern border has a port of entry to Gaza, and it remains largely closed with no intent to open it, despite the number of Palestinians begging for entry. In the aftermath of the first Gulf War, the nation of Kuwait actually expelled several hundred thousand Palestinians from its country because they had been largely supportive of Iraqi President Saddam Hussein's invasion of Kuwait. In the late 60s, Palestinian factions took up residence in Jordan, and they began immediately fomenting rebellion and calling for the overthrow of the Jordanian government. They armed themselves and began fighting with Jordanian authorities, and after 10 months of fighting, they were eventually stopped and expelled from Jordan, but not before they assassinated the Jordanian prime minister in 1970. Palestinian militants invaded and destabilized Lebanon to the north, causing a bloody war there. Look, in short, Palestinian militants have sowed unrest, discord, and violence across the Middle East for decades, resulting in very little support now from most of our Middle Eastern friends and allies. So yeah, number three on the list, from a geopolitical standpoint, it should be hard for anyone who desires to see peace in the Middle East ever to support Hamas. So there you have it. There's my three categories: my faith, a military and foreign policy stance, and geopolitical premises. I have no trouble supporting Israel, and I can stand on all three or each one individually. But the arguments, though, against Israel, they still remain. Despite their overwhelmingly misguided, fallacious, salacious, and contumacious nature, but truthfully, Hamas does not want peace. Hamas only wants the extermination of Israel. Now, Daily Wire's Ben Shapiro, I think he said it best recently when he opined that, quote, if Israel puts down its guns tomorrow, there will be a second Holocaust. If the Palestinians put down their guns tomorrow, there'd be a Palestinian state. So yeah, I agree with Israel's UN ambassador and the majority of Americans. I say never again, and I'm fine with supporting Israel on all three grounds. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. There you have it. My faith, a military and foreign policy stance, and a review of geopolitical premises. And I'm just telling you, folks, I have no problems believing that the vast majority of Americans really do support Israel in this fight. And we have some noisy and reckless protests going on, most of whom have never examined the facts. And if they were for even a 5 minutes sent to Gaza to live under Hamas rule, they would change their minds. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.